What's up, everyone? Dr. Zishan here. Today we're going to do a different type of an episode. Today we're going to talk about what NCLEX High Yield is, who I am, what I do for the company, and how this company came to inception. Why NCLEX High Yield? Why did we see such a necessity for nurses and nursing, and when did it become, and when did it come to fruition? So NCLEX High Yield is a board review course for PNs and RNs. And the journey was actually from myself having issues with passing my boards. People ask all the time, well, Dr. Z, you're an MD. You took a completely different board exam. You've never taken the NCLEX. And I pose to people this question. I go, well, what's the difference between heart failure for an MD, a PA, an NP, an RN, a PN? Is heart failure different? No. Maybe what we can do and can't do is a little bit different, but the concept, the content, the signs and symptoms, the treatment, understanding the pharmacological implications, the education for the patient, those don't change. We're a team. Everyone, as a medical professional, we come together as a team.
So I want to talk about before NCLEX High Yield. Let's say when you were in high school or middle school, did you know what you wanted to be when you grew up?
So, yeah, I actually knew from the beginning that I was going to go into the medical field. It was, I don't know if it was something that in our culture, I'm South Asian. So, in our culture, it was kind of like embedded in my head that you have to be a doctor, lawyer, engineer. So, it's just one of those things that you have to choose one. I always was fascinated with medicine from, I mean, elementary school moving forward, planned accordingly. I did have a little, not a little, I had a huge, huge, huge affinity towards music. Music was my passion, from DJing, producing, touring, a lot of cool things that I experienced as I got into high school and college that became my passion. But ultimately, I knew that in the long run, medicine was going to be, or some sort of facet of medicine was going to be my ultimate goal.
And why did you choose MD versus anything else? Or is that just did it
That
fall into place?
was 100% parents, parents, parents. I really have no preference of, as long as I was in the medical field, I explored everything, and it was, again, it was my parents, my family that was very influential in my decision to go into becoming an MD. They obviously were immigrants. They were not educated as what they provided me to get my own education. They sacrificed a lot for me to get my education. So in order to make them proud, in order to, for us to have, you know, somebody that was in the medical field, I kind of honored what my parents sacrificed. I respected it. And ultimately, I just wanted to make them happy. And I knew that ultimately, whatever I would do, I would put my all into it. So MD was what happened.
So you're talking about how you were in residency and then you started tutoring. So how did all of that kind of give us the timeline of, okay, got into residency, started tutoring, then NCLEX High Yield was born. How did that all work?
So the journey was quite extensive, from graduating med school to failing my board exams. I failed my step one five times, and then I had to kind of rethink my whole approach, recalibrate my entire mentality. And when I started figuring out that content is a big deal, and I finally passed my boards with, you know, new testing strategies, and I started passing second boards, third boards, I decided to take a leap into a program that was in Chicago. And I was transitioning from extern to resident. And throughout that transition, I was in a place where, again, I needed income because cost of living was expensive. Everything was kind of shut down. So I had to find a way to make a supplemental income. And that was by tutoring. So I didn't just tutor nurses, I tutored PAs, I tutored med students, I tutored a lot of different people. Just because, again, content is content. And understanding the cardiovascular system, GI system, mental health, things of that nature is pretty universal when you look at it. And I started tutoring because during COVID, I could do it via Zoom. And when I had one nurse or one PA or one med student kind of pass their boards and do well, it just became like this word of mouth. But obviously, the population of nurses is significantly higher than PAs and nurses, I mean, PAs and doctors. Or med students. So ultimately, it became more nurses, more nurses, more nurses. I got PNs, I got RNs, and I just started tutoring them. They started improving on their Q banks. They started passing their board exams. And it was just a word of mouth. And then on my downtime during, being in the hospital and, outpatient, I ended up just booking student after student after student. And that was kind of, I guess, a side hustle, really. It was really a side hustle for me, just to kind of put food on my plate, help pay for rent. At that time, I didn't have a car in Chicago, so even getting to the hospital or to outpatient, Ubers were very expensive, if they were available during COVID, because this was June, July of 2020.
Yeah, that is really interesting because I think COVID kind of changed your whole life.
It really did. I mean, I think for a lot of people it did. It kind of it made you realize that, or at least for me, it made me realize that I, one, was not content being in the hospital. My own mental health was deteriorating, which is why I'm so big on taking care of myself, right? Mental health, physical health, it all kind of it's a big deal to me. And I was deteriorating being in a situation where I was not happy and alone and things of that nature. So my students, especially my nursing students, who are so compassionate and so grateful of what, especially when I help them pass or they start to understand topics, it was definitely it was a game changer for me. COVID really did change my entire life.
So you're tutoring, this is for another company at this point. And so you end up dropping out of residency, you come home, and then what?
I had to make a tough decision, right? as I talked to my family, my friends, my loved ones, they real even my program director, to be honest with you, my program director was like, you know what? Maybe, you have, and I would tell him like, I'm doing this tutoring and I really enjoy it. He's like, have you ever thought about education? And my family was obviously seeing me struggle without, being in Chicago, being alone, everything shut down. Being on the psych ward, where during COVID there was no sense of personal space. Patients would come right up to you. They didn't wear masks. They came off the streets. A very unfortunate situation, but these are people that were probably exposed to COVID. So it was something that like it was taking a toll on me, and ultimately, it was a decision that I had to make. And when I decided, okay, well, I can pursue education and teaching versus being in the hospital, come end of 2020, I decided I'm going to pursue a different path. And that path was education. Maybe that was my forte as far as what I was meant to do. And I say this to my students all the time. I went from saving lives to changing lives, because the amount of people that we've changed their lives is phenomenal. And I was once I because at that time you had to quarantine if you traveled, you had to quarantine if you were exposed. So I moved back to Vegas from Chicago and I quarantined for at that time it was 14 days. And when I quarantined, I realized that tutoring was cool, but what if I created all this content into a course? And for 14 days, those that actually know me, that have sat with me in class, those of you that have watched me develop things, I create things. I feel that my creativity comes out in these situations where I come up with things like Ask Rav, Ash, Needs, NIPA. These are all things that the method, these are all things that came to fruition as I started developing the course. And 14 days of being in solitude, well, you have to keep your mind busy. Again, mental health. And I put that time where I was unable to see anybody into creating a full-blown course that had proven previously to my students that this content, these test-taking strategies actually help them pass. And I utilized the same content and test-taking strategies, and I turned it into a course. So quarantine, 14 days of quarantine really did help me develop a course versus focusing on just tutoring.
Yeah, and you talk about, all these things you came up with. Everyone kind of knows Dr. Z to teach all these complex systems and situations and make them really easy. How did you develop that skill, do you think? And why do you think it's important in the medical space?
So, being very honest, the reason why I teach all of these different subjects is because of the fact that I'm by far not the smartest person, period. The mnemonics that I come up with, the testing strategies, these are all things that made life easier for me. I was, again, if everything came easy to me, I wouldn't have failed my boards 5 times. I had to figure things out. I had to truly take a step back and understand. What I realized was I couldn't memorize stuff, and a lot of people memorize. Especially, I mean, you're talking about whether it be nursing school, whether it be PA school, whether it be MD, DO, NP. A lot of people get into these programs and it's like, okay, cool, I'm gonna learn cardiovascular system, I'm gonna learn med surg, I'm gonna learn fundamentals. And then you test on it and then you forget about it. But the boards, any boards, any board exam is comprehensive. They're going to make you learn about everything, or they're going to test about everything that you've learned. It's not like, okay, I did cardio and then I forgot about it. You've got to recollect all that stuff and apply it now. So when I started realizing that I had to myself make adjustments, and I was able to utilize what I did for myself and apply that to PNs, RNs, PAs, and MDDOs, because ultimately it was all the same content, testing strategies, same thing. So ultimately, that was kind of the idea behind it. When I started doing it, it was just I had to understand every subject, not memorize it. So once you understand something, it's hard to take it out of your brain. I mean, once you understand things like heart failure or endocrine, I mean, they come to you naturally. When you memorize it, you're like, what was it? What was it? What was it? What was it? And that's when you haven't truly understood it. But when you understand it, it all just kind of makes sense, and you're able to explain it. When you can explain or teach it yourself, you know everything.
Right. And so I guess kind of getting used to that was probably one of the challenges you faced when first starting, but were there other challenges that you had when you were starting NCLEX High Yield, just in general, content-wise, or getting students, and how are you overcoming those if you're still facing those challenges?
So I do believe that there were a lot of hurdles with NCLEX High Yield. Let's be real. Any business that is started, any venture that you go on, and this may be for the entrepreneur in you as well too, for those of you that are listening. As an entrepreneur, there were things that I didn't know what I was walking into. I'm not really too savvy on certain social media platforms. On other ones, I'm good. Realizing that you have to get your name out aside from word of mouth, get people in front of you, do and create content. Realizing that, we have an on-demand portion of our course. Somebody had told me, one of our board members at the time had told us, or Dr. Z, put out what you have. He's like, it may be cringeworthy, but just put it out and you can always make it better. And as you get better and better, it will reflect. And now I would say our on-demand is arguably one of the best resources that we have. It's, along with our life course. But if you see the evolution of how we've done everything, it was quite the trek, and it was scary. I mean, I gave up something that was guaranteed to something that was a shot in the dark. So again, I had to go in. I had to give up. I couldn't balance the two. I had to make a very tough decision. And once I made that decision, I didn't look back. I just went forward and I created and created and created. I built a team around me, an amazing team around me that sees things that I don't see. And when you see things that when other people see things that you don't see, it just builds for the company, for the experience. And ultimately our goal is to make more and more nurses. Our reward is every time a student comes to us and said, "I passed," whether it be first time or some of our other students that have been out of school for 3 decades, 4 decades, testing up to 26 times, and we are changing their entire lives. And that to me is such a reward. It was great to write scripts and discharge patients. That was great for that period of time in my life. What I wanted to leave was an impact, and I want to leave a, I want to leave my mark on this earth by changing people's lives. That will happen for generation after generation after generation. It gave me my purpose, which is why I tell my students, remember your purpose. Your purpose is everything. And my team and I, we sit down and there is no right or wrong. It's just what's the best for our students. And so fortunate to have all these people around us, including our students. Our students are a community of people that help each other out and are so compassionate towards each other, towards their cohort if they're in one of the courses. It's just phenomenal. We created a community, and that was the goal. It's not just, oh, I come in, I do the course, I do my test. No, it's a community. People build lifelong bonds. People change are having their lives changed, and it's phenomenal what we've created. I couldn't ask for anything better.
So to kind of add to the purpose and everything that we value, NCLEX High Yield was featured in an article, and it talked about how you're investing back into students by bringing them on board. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I truly believe that giving back is one of my biggest things, whether it be charitable, whether it be giving back to our own students in the form of if they use our resources and like our on-demand or our live course, we want to offer them the ability to teach and pay it forward as well too. So employing, some again, for me, education was more my forte than actually going into a practice or practicing. And a lot of students actually, they gravitate towards the education portion of it. Maybe while they were in their live course in their cohort, they were helping other students out, or they were kind of leading a study session, and they were like, "Wow, I really enjoy this." And they come to us and they're like, "Hey, Dr. Z," or to our staff, Nicole, and there's Brittany, "I would really love to get involved in teaching, tutoring, maybe doing group stuff." And we are very open to it. We advocate. Why not? You took all of the stuff that we've recommended, the live course, you went through the on-demand, you passed your boards, you're licensed, you're now a nurse. Why not have a supplemental income and or an income while helping other students out that were in your same position, because they're going to relate to you because you just took your exam. So that was one of the things that we were very big on. That's not even just employing our previous students, but also helping them in real world, in the real life, real world, because students that are in our life course, the ones that are, that we see and we take attendance and we actually interact with them and they interact with us, I'm able to remember these students, and we offer them letters of recommendation or referrals or references because we want them to get the best job possible. And students that come out of our program, people from hospitals and clinics, they call up our company, they email us, and they reach out to us saying, "Hey, we heard they took your program or they're in NCLEX High Yield. How do we get more people that have taken this program?" Because they come out really strong. And they know real life, they know their content, they're confident, and it's just something that we pride ourselves in.
So how, you have this team, how do you stay updated with medical information or even the boards just because things are always changing? How do you guys work to kind of stay up to date?
So that is, it's a very tough thing because boards have changed from 2020. When we started in 2020, PN and RN boards, they were, I believe they went up to like 260 questions, right? And then during COVID, because of the fact that we didn't want people in a testing center and they were wearing masks and this and that, they dropped it down to the max amount of questions you would get was 130. And then, and then it evolved to now to 150 with now next gen. So there in the short span of, 2.5, 3.5 years, the boards itself have changed significantly. However, content does not. If we start to see that there's more information that is high yield, for instance, I started seeing with the NCSBN and from just talking to students and researching that, certain subjects are starting to pop up more and more on the exams. We know the ones that are super high yield that are you're going to see, then there are ones that we're like, okay, wow, the boards are really starting to like this topic more and more. So it's like it's a daily conversation with our team. We're constantly evolving. People that are in the course will see, oh, we should add this in, we should add that in. We create new content. We add in practice questions so we can apply all the knowledge that we use. I write practice questions for QBank, and whether it be next gen or traditional, these are things that I create and I show students. This is how the boards are going to ask them. And I tell my students, think like a test maker, not a test taker. But it's a team effort for us to create all these different practice questions and content and notes. We don't believe in creating something once and then saying, okay, well, we already did it. That's it. Even something that I taught a previous course may be changed or have an addition to it in the new course. So it's definitely a constant evolution, and I definitely have to stay on top of everything. So does my team. I mean, we all kind of have our own checks and balances, if you will. So it's a great thing to have a good team. Again, if you're an entrepreneur or you're trying to start something of your own, whatever it may be, make sure your team is strong. Your team understands your vision, and that's a big deal.
So, as everyone can hear, there's a lot going on at NCLEX High Yield. So, how do you stay productive with everything that's going on?
So for me, it's a big deal to I think mind, body, soul is kind of like, I know it's a very cliche statement. Taking care of my mind is a big deal. How do I take care of my mind? I don't think it's one or the other or the other. For me, those of you that have been in the course and or have been with me on Zoom, or have seen my free resources or listened to one of the podcast episodes, I do this breathing technique at the end where we just do like 60 to 90 seconds, which is deep breathing, which gives us a nice little peace of mind, peace of our soul, just kind of like, hey, words of affirmation. Definitely big on mental health as well too, making sure I physically take care of myself as well too. So mentally, I'm big on vitamins and minerals. I've gotten into what's called nootropics, which are huge for me because there are so many new ingredients that are being studied that just focus on anxiety and stress. Things like ashwagandha, things like thiamine, things like just natural vitamins and minerals that are it contained in so many great products. So taking my vitamin regimen is a big deal to me. I also love taking nootropics. And as I've experimented with many different nootropics, I found one that, because I'm very particular on taste and flavor and how I consume them. So I found a really, really amazing one that I use, aside from all the vitamins and minerals that I use, as far as multivitamins. I found one that was just strictly a nootropic that kind of keeps me sharp every day. Just kind of, I start my day off with a little. It's like a tiny little bottle, a shot, It's called Magic Mind, and I don't think it could be more appropriately named, if you will. Like, it really does, like, some sort of, I mean, I just feel sharp. And like, it's so funny because my staff, the people around me, are definitely, like, you are definitely on something. And I'm like, yeah, I'm taking my nootropics, and I'm just like, go, 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 go. And all right, let's create this, and you go do this, and you do that, and I need to do this. And it's so productive as well too. So I've shared it with a lot of friends and family, and I've gotten nothing but good feedback, and the taste is phenomenal because I'm very particular about taste. So it's a great taste and an easy way to consume it. It's maybe kind of like a little shot of a nootropic. I mean, it's really simple.
Are
I
you
take
taking it in the mornings?
it every morning. Yeah, it's definitely something I take. So my daily regimen is, when I wake up, I take my vitamins and minerals. I take my nootropics. I do, I'm big on working out. I get on the treadmill, get that cardiovascular, get that blood circulating. When I get a chance, I try to lift and play basketball. And Magic Mind actually has that ashwagandha in it. And they've been so kind, because I use them so much. They've been so kind as to offer our students actually a discount, because I'm such a huge fan and a consumer of it, that the Magic Mind team was like, you know what, Dr. Z, since you love it so much, how about we offer something to your students? And I was like, yes, please. So they gave us a really cool offer, where you get up to 56% off if you subscribe to it, which is kind of what I do. And then that's in the next 10 days. Or if you want to do a one-time purchase, they'll give you a 20% discount. All you got to do is type in, when you get to the discount code part, NCLEX, NCLEX, all caps lock, and then the number 20. So NCLEX 20, and you can get it at magicmind.com/NCLEX, magicmind.com/NCLEX.
I think I need to try that too.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you exercise in addition to all these vitamins and eating healthy or?
100%. I do think it's kind of funny because I utilize my own mnemonic needs. So it's actually kind of funny because as I've started to take care of my mind, body, and soul, especially with all the things that are going on, especially how committed we are to providing our students the best of the best, it's something that I put into my, or implemented into my own life. So those of you that don't know the mnemonic needs, it's something you need to know for the boards. It always holds true. So the statement is, you always want to take care of your patient's needs, NEEDSS. So the first one is nutrition. Well, I talked about how I use vitamins and minerals. I love cooking, so making healthy food is a big deal to me. It's a good pastime. Keeps me, relaxes me at least. And then exercising. So yeah, I love doing cardio, playing ball. I love getting out for a walk on a nice day, taking my little puppy out, doing, any type of weightlifting. I like, I personally have a trainer that I, because I don't know everything, and I kind of like go to this person occasionally. I do look at stuff on YouTube, free resources as well too. So yeah, I mean, I love staying healthy, because ultimately, when I'm healthy, I have no want or will to even consume things like alcohol, even if it's like a happy hour going out with people. It's just kind of like, oh, all that hard work that I did, and then the next day I'm not feeling like 100% up to par. I'm not a smoker, so that's not something. So DS is don't smoke. But I'm huge on sleep. So all of those things, like nutrition, exercising, no alcohol. Obviously I don't smoke, but and then sleep, all of those things lead up to good sleep. And when you get that deep sleep, you'll be surprised at how much more productive you are that next day, whether it be work, whether it be studying, whether it be your own side hustle, whatever it is. All of those things really do, they're a great combination to make you the most productive you can be.
Yeah, I think that's like a mnemonic that's great for the NCLEX, but yeah, we use it every day in life and we don't even
Yeah.
realize. So we have You have students all over the globe. So what are you doing to make sure that your content, whether it's free resources or paid or tutoring, how is it accessible to all of these students across the globe?
So that's a great question because I mean we have people that are in complete different time zones, and the ultimate hurdle was the live course. How do we get them into the live course if they want the live course? Which is why we focused on making the on-demand, which is you can log in from anywhere around the world and watch it at your own pace. The most up-to-date version of our content, test-taking strategies, practice questions is all on demand. And the reason why we've created this on demand is for that purpose, that people have work, people are in different time zones, people are all across the world, and they need to do things at their own pace. It's unfortunate when we see students that are like, well, I can't make it, I can't make it, I can't make it. And I'm like, well, you've actually got everything on demand. And we are constantly updating. I mean, just in the last course, we've updated three sections of the on demand. And within 24 hours, which is unheard of, but our staff, is just on top of it, making sure that the world sees the most up-to-date content, strategy, test-taking skills, practice questions. So that was kind of the way that we had to refocus our objective because we do have a lot of people that are across the globe trying to become licensed PNs or RNs. And then we also put a lot of stuff up on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook. Our Facebook group is growing and we add content on there. We always advocate people to subscribe to our Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. These are all free resources. We've had people that utilize just our free resources. I mean, it was one of those articles in Yahoo Finance, Business Insider, MarketWatch that, their free resources are amazing, that we pride ourselves in, that actually help people pass. So yeah, just creating content, making sure that our on-demand, which is like over, I mean, it's approaching like 65 hours of content, that with notes and everything, that we are on top of it, providing the most, not too much where it's overwhelming, but what we need to be efficient in studying. So we're not wasting time on stuff that's not important for the boards.
So, what part about teaching nursing students, what do you find the most fulfilling about teaching?
The word it clicked. The word it clicked when people there's a couple of things. I mean, the big takeaway would be when students are like, it clicked. I also see students, whether it be in the live course, whether it be on our free weekly Zoom, whether it be in comments, that they say, Dr. Z, Dr. Z, I wish I would have learned it this way in school. And look, I didn't come from a great background in school, but when I got into my clinicals rotations and beyond, I was taught by the best of the best. And what I learned throughout that process was understanding and being patient and showing people in different ways of learning. And not a lot of people know this, but I did go on to get a certification in mastering medical teaching. So I went on to get a certification specifically in mastering medical teaching in all fields of medicine, nursing, PA, MD, DO, from Stanford School of Medicine. So I was very fortunate to have gone through a program from a very prestigious school of medicine, being Stanford, and learning how to teach medical education. So I pride myself in teaching people visually, from visual to auditory to reading and comprehension, that I see them say, wow, I finally understand it. And when I ask them questions and they're able to repeat it, or they themselves are able to create board style questions, I'm like, wow, you all are just getting it. You're getting it, and you're going to be just fine passing these boards. So, very fulfilling when they say, Dr. Z, heart failure clicked, or all the differential diagnoses of GI or mental health. Like, I understand, not remember, I understand the difference. So big deal to me when I see students understand. And when they pass, well, that's the icing on the cake.
So can you talk about some I know every pass is a great pass, but do you have any memorable passes from your students that pass using your program?
I do. And again, I think you prefaced it correctly. Every pass that I hear or I read about is definitely special to me. There are some that really stick out to me because of the hurdles and the resilience of these patients. I've had a patient or a patient, sorry, I'm back in doctor mode. I've had a student that actually was out of school nearly 40 years. This one actually, I can share this student's name because she was so kind as to share her story on our YouTube channel, and I believe on our podcast as well too. And her name is Nurse Rita. Nurse Rita had was kind enough to allow me to share her age and her journey, and in an interview, disclosed that she was 68 years old and she had been out of school for almost 40 years, worked two jobs, one as a security guard at nighttime. And during that nighttime security guard, kind of one of those ones that work in a booth, would be sitting there studying, listening to the on demand, listening to my podcast, listening to my YouTube channel, whatever it was. She was very resilient and determined. Not only was she out of school for 40 years, she took out a credit card, maxed it out in order to pay for the course, which we didn't know about. And when we heard that, we were like, wow, this person didn't ask for any help. Just kind of, was wowed. And she says this, was wowed by the way that I taught. And she said that, Dr. Z, you worked for me. And I know I don't work for everybody, but I did work for her. Not only that, she had taken the exam 21 times. 21 times 200 is, I mean, we're approaching $4,000 plus dollars, plus programs, all the other programs that she took, plus schooling. Imagine the amount of debt that was incurred over this 40-year journey. And after taking the course, I think she was in the course for the course was about a month. She studied for another additional month and a half to 2 months, and she passed and became an RN after 40 years and 21 attempts. That was very memorable to me because of the hurdles that she had to overcome. I've had other people that suffered brain injury, traumatic brain injury, where they were in a coma for months on end and came out and were so wowed by the field, by potential you as future nurses or you that are practicing nurses. That was it was so moving to her that she was taken care of so well that she wanted to go into the field. And lo and behold, after being in a coma and traumatic brain injury and having adopted four children and things of that nature, working a job as a single mother, passed her exam, and then my record to date is one of my students took it 26 times, used all types of resources, finally came across NCLEX High Yield and was like, Dr. Z, you work for me. Nurse Brittany, you work for me. And that was it was amazing to see somebody after 25 attempts on the 26th attempt pass their exam. I mean, these are journeys of resilience. These are people that really stuck out to me, I guess, because I love my students that come out of school and they're like, Dr. Z, I started watching you while I was in school. And I came out of school and I took your course and boom, I took the test like a week later and I passed. And I was just like, wow, that shows me that you were proactive. So those stories as well stick to me. So it's just, I mean, there are some that really stick out to me. And then there's some that, I mean, but every one of them is truly special. We love reading them. I get, text messages and emails from the company, from staff, that are like, Dr. Z, look at this, read this, read this. And it's just, it's heartwarming. It again shows me my purpose. So those are my
Does
most
it feel real?
memorable. You know what? Sometimes I do have to pinch myself. I was very programmed to go into residency and do come out and work in the hospitals and start a clinic. It was just what was programmed into me. And now people see me and they see the real me. And I think that there, I had to, I'm a very different type of an individual. I like to express myself. I like to keep myself very simple. I'm, people that know me, I'm a hoodie and a hat type of a person. I do have piercings and tattoos, but I do pride myself in my education. So I think that nowadays it's so cool that people can express themselves, whether, however it may be, in their life, and they can still have such a great profession. So, yeah, it is very surreal to me. I still pinch myself every day that, and I say this all the time, I get to do this. I get to do this is because of the belief from my staff, the students, people that have gotten through the course that speak so highly of us, schools that ask us to speak and do keynote speaking, people that just believe in who I am and what we provide, what NCLEX IELTS provides. So, very humbled.
So to kind of wrap it up, what, and I know you've kind of talked about it throughout, but what is some key advice that you want to offer to anybody that's working towards taking their exam soon?
Yeah, that's advice. The biggest piece of advice, and it may not be just one thing, because I think there's a culmination of different things that need to be taken into account when we are taking a board exam, is first and foremost, you have to remember your purpose. You have to remember why you started. It is very easy to delineate from what your initial goal was when you start to get stressed out, anxious, overwhelmed. So take a step back. I tell my students all the time, every day that you study, take a little post-it note or in the corner of your notepad, just write down, one, two, three, five reasons why you started your journey, and use that as your motivation to overcome any obstacles. The second piece of advice is that this is a board exam. This is nothing like you've seen before. It's nothing like you studied for before. So, I tell people all the time, it's not a final exam, it's a board exam. This is everything that you have learned or should have learned in the process of your education. So your approach has to be very different. And I think the last big tip that I will give is don't compare yourself. Your journey is your journey. It doesn't matter. I don't care if, for me, I didn't care if somebody passed 6 weeks out of their second year of med school and passed step one. I had to go through all 4 years of med school to pass step one. And then I had to fail it five times. But my journey was my journey, made me appreciate everything that I earned throughout that process. I didn't let anybody put me down or hold me back. It's easy for friends and family to be like, well, what's going on? Why aren't you passing? Or why haven't you taken your exam yet? Or when are you going to take your exam? And that kind of messes with your mental health, your mental state of mind. Stay strong, utilize all those tips that I just gave you. Then, I mean, realistically, and not to even sound like so redundant, but needs. I mean, literally take care of your nutrition, exercise. If you can, eliminate and or decrease your alcohol, obviously don't smoke. I'm never going to say otherwise, and get good sleep. These are things that are going to help you feel good the next day. And as you see progress, you're going to feel more and more confident. So these are things, don't compare yourself, because your journey is your journey. And when you pass, it's going to be the most rewarding experience ever. So just stay focused and continue on, and everyone will be just fine. Just find what works for you. Don't overdo it with resources. Find one thing and stick to it. And again, it's may not be me, but definitely find, there's so many great resources out there. Find what works for you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you for the interview. I appreciate it. I love having people.
On your own podcast.
I know, right? I love having people understand who I am and where we started, because a lot of people really don't know where NCLEX IELTS came from and who I truly am. So, with that, I appreciate you interviewing me, Nicole, and I look forward to listening to this podcast.